Hello, this is Matt, and you're listening to a slightly different episode of MicroTalk. This episode is being released with the May issue of Microbiology Today. The issue is entitled Why Microbiology Matters, providing examples of the various ways microbiology answers big questions by giving us knowledge of the very small things. But Why Microbiology Matters isn't just the title for an issue of our magazine. As you may know, 2020 marks the 75th anniversary of the Microbiology Society. While the presidents may have changed over that time, the key ethos of the founding members of the society hasn't changed: to bring members from different backgrounds together to gain the benefits of interdisciplinary discussion and learning from each other. The society has grown dramatically from the original 241 members to its current position as the largest microbiological learned society in Europe. In order to properly commemorate our 75th anniversary, we wanted to do some suitably big celebrations. One of the questions that came up repeatedly was, how can we convey to people quite how important microbiology is? Over time, this morphed into the project, Why Does Microbiology Matter? So, in true society style, we decided to turn to our membership. We asked you that very simple question and got a truly vast diversity of answers.
Microbiology matters more than the man in the street would normally consider, because microbes are with us constantly.
The world would not exist as we know it if we didn't have microorganisms with us.
Microbes were the first forms of life to be in this planet, and they will probably be the last, as Louis Pasteur said.
Morphological diversity, physiological diversity, incredible biochemical diversity. And that is something which is, I think, of fundamental interest, and we need to understand it, but it also provides us with tools to actually help human society and civilization.
They are both friends and foes. If we don't know about them, we cannot have a better life with them.
Microbes are used to make so many products that we use in our everyday life. So ranging from fuels and chemicals to food products.
You couldn't have bread or cheese or wine or beer or sake or chocolate or mushrooms or anything without microorganisms. So I think when you think about microbiology, you have to think about the broad scope of it.
A part of who we are, part of the environment, and part of our survival.
Microbes are everywhere, and we have to learn to understand them more. A lot of the fundamental discoveries of biology have come from studying microorganisms, and a lot of the big public health measures have come from vaccination and improved measures there.
I think it's much more challenging to ask me why microbiology not matter. I think that they're just integral in every aspect of life.
We weren't just asking the question for the sake of it. To explain a little bit more about the project, I spoke to Dr. Chloe James, Chair of the Communications Committee.
I'm just going to jump right in, if that's okay. Could you tell us why the Why Microbiology Matters project is important?
Yeah, so the Microbiology Society has a mission to sort of promote the understanding and knowledge of microbiology, not just within microbiologists, but across the wider society. So many of its members are microbiologists like me that have spent, you know, over half of their lives working with microorganisms. And I feel very privileged that I've been able to do that. And I've got quite a passion for microbiology, and I can see very clearly why microbiology matters every single day. But obviously everybody doesn't have that privilege. And so Why Microbiology Matters is a great way that the Microbiology Society can reach out and talk to other members of the wider community, but also within the community as well, because microbiology is such a massive subject and there are loads of different factions and lots of us don't really understand each other's fields. And so this was a way to really pull together those aspects of microbiology that we think are really affecting society and can really help with tackling some of the major global challenges that are around at the moment, not just with buzzwords or the latest research, but actually pulling together that fundamental knowledge over time that has built up to these really fantastic discoveries, to get a real sort of deeper understanding for why microbiology is so important.
So obviously the question in itself, why microbiology matters, is very simple, but it's, if you start thinking about it, it's massive. So how did the project actually develop? How did it come about?
So I guess the reason it's coming about right now, because obviously this project could have started at any point because microbiology has been important for so long. But this year is special because it marks the 75th anniversary of the Microbiology Society. And so we wanted to do something kind of to celebrate the work of microbiologists in a slightly different way that was more sustainable. And so the Society put out a call to the community to ask them why they think microbiology matters. I think it's so important in sort of in any areas, really, that developing these things are mutually built. And so getting the opinions of the people of the society rather than telling people what was important, we wanted to know, you know, what do you think is important? So we put out this call toward the end of 2018, and we asked people why they think microbiology matters. So what are their favourite events or discoveries or people in microbiology that have really made a difference and are really relevant in our society? So loads of people got in touch. We got loads and loads of suggestions. And that was quite a challenge in itself because everybody's got their own favourite subject. So trying to pull that together into something that makes sense can be quite a challenge. So the call was closed sort of in the middle of last year so that the team could focus on how to actually deliver this as a meaningful project. It was great because most suggestions were able to be incorporated into the project. And in the end, the team came up with 7 major themes that were kind of linked to lots of different important discoveries and started to try and build the project around those.
These seven themes, what's happening with them now?
The themes have been decided upon and the team is starting to build resources around them. The main focus of the project is to be delivered online. I think this is the best way that we can reach as many people as possible. So all of these resources are freely online. So around each theme, we are kind of collecting key information, just sort of describing what the theme is and what it means with videos that are very accessible to the sort of non-specialist audiences. But then pulling together collections of resources such as articles, interviews with people that are working in that area, events that are happening in that area, educational tools, policy documents. There are all kinds of things that can be linked into those themes. So each of the themes appears as a hub on the Microbiology Society website that people can go to and learn a little bit about. And then they can really sort of delve into that subject as much as they want to get a much richer feeling for it. So each of the themes are being launched throughout the year, one by one. So far 3 have been launched and we're trying to launch them on sort of key important dates. So the latest one is, the theme is called Vaccines and the Global Challenges for Microbiology. It's very timely that that one has come out recently because there's loads of really key information there for people that want to know what is a vaccine, how does it work, what is herd immunity. And so we've got resources on there that people can have a look and find out more about that are sort of written for the non-specialist audience. But importantly, as well as the fundamental information, these hubs celebrate the discoveries of some of our members and the wider community and the really important work that they've done in those areas. People are always after these kind of sound bites from people who have spurious expertise in this, that and the other. And so it's really nice to know that the Microbiology Society kind of have this safe hub of information that is trusted. But also that we can use resources that people have put time in creating, because I think that especially now, society is always so keen to get the latest sound bites and the latest information. Scientific research moves so quickly anyway, and because technology allows it now, we move so fast that people can forget the work that led up to this, or that actually people have already looked into this and they've already created all of these great resources. So by having these hubs and these collections, those things don't get lost and they can hopefully be seen by much more wider audiences.
So you said that things move on fast. Obviously, to keep current, these projects need to move on and evolve. What's the plan for the future? How are these projects, how are these hubs going to evolve?
Yeah, so we see the Microbiology Matters project as something that is going to be quite sustainable and have a long-lasting legacy. The hubs are something that can evolve constantly because they're online. As new discoveries and events happen, each of the hubs will be updated with more resources. We're linking everything in with our social media channels and podcasts like yourself and blogs and the Microbiology Today magazine to promote these things as they change. But also, these seven themes aren't set in stone. So, of course, there's going to be some things that may have been overlooked or new events that happen that become much more important. So we're going to be asking the community again to send in their sort of their favourite suggestions so more hubs can be created and these will constantly be updated. So we've had three themes released already, and obviously they've been very well received by the microbiology community. But pushing forward, we want to stretch that further. So as we've already talked about, the latest hub, particularly the video about herd immunity, has got really great views. I think that resources like that are going to be so important for people like key workers that might be thrown into suddenly handling huge numbers of people with infectious viruses that and don't actually know much about fundamental virology and how viruses spread. So I think that the resources, we're going to kind of push them towards policymakers and farmers and healthcare workers and people in industry, because then the work, the fundamental work of the microbiologists can be more accessible, but also people can lead to more discoveries to sort of help society as a whole even more.
We are trying to get as much content out as possible to you during this difficult period, so keep checking our YouTube, Twitter, Facebook and LinkedIn. We're sharing it all there. Wherever you are, I hope you're keeping safe. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode.